Welcome to Stripped. My name is Emma Francois, and I am joined today by my lovely co-host, who finally gets a good introduction.
Oh my god, I've been waiting so long. Ugh. I'm Isabel,
yeah,
by the way.
I was like, introduce yourself, I messed up.
I'm just too excited to be here. My name is Isabel Lord, and I am lovely.
So today we're going to talk about something we just saw, that is Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin's...
No, Hailey Bieber, Emma.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my god, like, do you live under a rock?
Felt wrong when I said that, and I totally botched her name.
My god, you...
Where did I get that
did
from?
Did you just call her by her birth name? Ugh. Oh my god.
So we'll talk about that. Hopefully I'll get my facts straight when we do talk about it. And then we're going to talk about street style and photography, mm-hmm, and fashion. I guess that was, like, probably implied. In light of Phil O, the wonderful street photographer's recently released photographs from New York Fashion Week, mm-hmm, fall. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully Isabel's going to read something that she wrote that I think is really beautiful.
Story time.
And that'll be that.
Sounds fabulous. I'm in it for the long haul.
So we have an obsession, which I think is fair to say, with certain celebrity couples.
Yes.
And sometimes it's a very antagonistic, I think, relationship between
Tell
us.
Me more.
For example, Isabel was one of those RIP.
What?
Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez.
Oh my gosh. I still believe that they were meant for each other, but that may change.
I was going to make a metaphor to, like, climate change deniers, yes, which, like, I don't even understand. Somehow the brain links went there, but I was too slow to connect them.
Yeah, no, I was and still am a very, I'm like the original Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez couple. They're going to make it. I still have some, like, little piece of me believes in them.
No.
Thank you for your optimism. They were meant for each other. But that may change after I read Vogue's cover story on them.
So let's, like, talk through...
On Justin and Hailey.
Yeah. Well, Hailey is well informed me, because she keeps me very updated on their relationship for someone who doesn't even think they belong together. Isabel is so
curiosity.
she has, what is it, trademarked her name or copyrighted her name?
Yeah, one of the two.
Copyrighted? Whatever.
I think trademarked. Let's go with trademarked.
Normally we write and not speak. And I was just gonna think we could talk about, like, changing names in marriage generally, because I am against it.
Yes.
I even tried to change my own name as a person who has always been and will forever be single to include my father's last name and my mother's maiden name. Mm-hmm. And my family was like, that's stupid, because then if you marry someone, which won't happen, if you marry someone with two hyphen last names, then, like, your kids, which
That's
also
so
won't
fun.
Happen, will have eight
what a
names.
Baller names.
And I was like, yeah, they'll be, like, royalty.
Yeah.
But I was like, jokes on them, because that's wishful thinking. But anyway, so I think that one way that we can, as society, sorry, mm-hmm, I totally skewed this.
No.
Very
this is
political,
very interesting, though. This is very interesting. And this will return to fashion.
Yeah.
But no, I was at my cousin's wedding. It was the first wedding that I had gone to in, like, since, like, second grade.
Can you tell them the dress code?
The dress code was mountain formal.
Ha ha ha. So great.
Punchline, but what does that mean? No one knows. It was in the mountains of Colorado, hence the mountain part of, mm-hmm, mountain formal.
And the formal part still makes no
the
sense.
The formal part, you know, what? Don't get
Jury's
it.
Jury's still out.
Yes. No one told me not to wear open-toed shoes, so I had a lot of rocks in my feet. But anyways, in the mountains of Colorado, the thing took, like, 15 minutes, and then at the end of it, they were like, and we welcome, you know, like, Miss Emily Lord. And I was like, what? I was like, wait, I'm sorry. Did I just, because it was the weirdest thing, like 15 minutes and suddenly like I had a new member of my family who I didn't know. And it's like, I didn't let you take my name, my last name.
You sound like someone who couldn't handle getting married.
A cousin's wife taking my last name. This is no, I'm not possessive. I don't get it. I also have thought about changing my last name before too. And like, I've.
Sorry. I'm still sick. Isabel really did a number on me. It was wretching
at the thought of.
And after listening to last week's episode, I know that while I sounded raspy, my voice out loud did not sound raspy, so
it's okay, it's all in your head.
But anyway, continue.
So yes, taking the your significant other's last name is very interesting. It's a very interesting concept,
because I think it's like a systematic, you know, enforcement of the patriarchy. And then I think that this whole wedding culture and this whole like romanticization of marriage and like wedding is, you know, how we support and continue this patriarchal.
See, for me,
heteronormative.
Not to get carried away, but for me, I think never. That's so unlike us. For me, marriage, it's like, obviously, like, I haven't studied marriage or wedding, so what I know is, like, they get married and it's easier on their finances, and that seems pretty equal to me. And I think the only, like, way it would fuel this patriarchy that we hate so much is by the taking of the last name. And for me, it's also a practice, like, when she took, you know, her husband's last name, she was losing her own last name. So like, to me, I was gaining a member of my family and she was kind of like disowning herself from her family. And like, that's not something, you know, I'm really proud of like my heritage. My family is, you know, like, we like to talk about ourselves a lot, you know, and like what our ancestors have done and, you know, simultaneously what we have not done. And so, yeah, it's like, I don't know why anyone would want to, I mean, I get people who, there are people who don't want their last names, who don't want to be associated with their family, but it just seems kind of sad.
Admittedly, we both have good last names, I think, so.
Yeah, I know,
I could see if you had like a bad last name, you'd be excited.
Sure.
I would change my last name if my partner also changed their last name, and then we did like both double hyphen.
Yeah, what if you like combined letters of both of your last names?
That's like, sounds like we're in first grade and live in a treehouse and have to do things like friendship bracelets to stay together, which is why I think marriage is stupid in the first place.
I would love a friendship bracelet.
Why do you need to do something like that to stay together?
Okay, back to Haley.
Well, yeah, so tell us why she changed her name.
She copyrighted, trademarked, written her name because she wants to create a clothing line.
In her
name.
Haley Bieber.
As Haley Bieber, not as Haley Baldwin. And I think honestly Haley Baldwin has a better name, has a better
ring. I think so too.
But
it is a little like New Englandy or like old money.
And she also gets fame, I think, perhaps by association. Like Justin Bieber.
It's a smart
Bieber.
Business move.
Yeah.
Unless he like, I guess actually like he's done so many crazy things, he'll just always be accepted in society. I was like, unless he like does something crazy and then.
But then like also like the people that she'll probably be dressing, I assume will
like
be like
young people.
Like young, like maybe like teenage girls, like young, like
their children.
Like, yeah, like their children or like, you know, like believers when like he was, you know, like.
I know, Baldwin Bieber. Maybe like, that actually sounds so stupid. They couldn't have hyphenated
Haley Baldwin
that.
Bieber.
Well, so let's talk about these photos.
Okay. So, the
Let's
photos.
Let's start with the cover, I think.
Yeah, so it's her sitting in his lap.
Yeah. Quite suggestively.
Yeah, like,
they're
kind of elegantly, though. Like, I don't feel hot looking at it. Do you feel steamy?
No.
Of, like, the other photos in the shoot, like.
There's definitely some, like, she's wearing a cream color dress.
Like a satin dress.
Like almost wedding.
It looks like it does give me like wedding dress vibes.
He's like basically naked except for his tattoos.
Totally naked. And his knees are covered. It's so not it's totally naked. Pants. Totally shirtless. Totally shirtless, covered only by his tattoo, okay, his also chain and pants.
In a garden, and I'm getting very kind of like biblical. Okay. Adam and Eve vibes. Whoa. Especially with like the floral.
It's almost.
And then he has kind of like, I don't know if he has a snake tattoo, but his motifs look like he has like jewels or snakes or something, and look kind of like.
Her ring is legendary. Her ring is like front and center, and huge, and it matches the baubles on her dress. She looks like a lady.
She does look like a lady. That's a really good
point.
She
looks like she was kind of taken out of, like, the royal wedding procession and put in his lap. And she's wearing, like, no makeup. And the wind is softly caressing her hair.
Yeah. And then he, like, went the opposite way and is, like, could be about to go into the pool or, like, shoot some pool. Is that how you say shoot some pool?
Yeah, nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's gonna shoot some pool.
And he looks like he's, you know, like playing a young James Franco or something like that. Like he looks totally like a little grungy, a little intensey. I don't know why words are so hard.
English.
And he has like a shadow of a mustache, but not a 5 o'clock shadow.
No,
it's really interesting.
No, this is like a 2 o'clock shadow.
Mm-hmm. And she has very soft makeup, which you said, and like a very peachy, blushy lip. It's very kind of like spring. It's just so matrimonial. It's so crazy.
It's like they're presenting us with two very different people.
You know?
They are showing her kind of as a wife, and they're showing him as like a bachelor.
Yeah, I think they're trying to like make it seem like their relationship is innovative or something like that. Because at the end of the day, it's like very, you know.
She's wearing a Prada dress and Tiffany. And she's wearing nude everything for makeup. And Justin Bieber's wearing Dior shorts.
So he's not totally.
He's not totally naked. But I don't know. If I knew more about those brands, that would be an interesting thing to look up. You know, like, is he like the Dior man? And is she like a Prada girl? I get the Tiffany, like this thing. Like she like screams Tiffany to me right now. Like I feel like she's like in
Tiffany especially the new like Tiffany branding that's like grounded in, you know, like Breakfast at Tiffany's and that very like American elegance. But their like new branding is all, you know, with, like, a little bit of edge. So this actually makes a lot of sense for Tiffany.
Yeah.
That's a really smart. That's so smart, Isabel. Man. Yeah. Like, this lines up totally. Like, have you seen the new ad with, like, Elle Fanning doing, like, hip-hop in the streets for Tiffany? And there's another one that's Zoe Kravitz doing. It's, like, a very kind of, like, mechanical, really kind of, like, technological. But it's, like, Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, cool.
So it's, like, yeah, gosh.
Like
this
these
makes
edgier,
so much
younger
sense. It's like
people.
Grounded in classicness.
Mm-hmm.
Classicness. I don't know why words are so hard. Oh my goodness. I'm an English
I'm
major.
I'm going to support
too.
You
it's
as
terrible.
Another English major who doesn't know.
I mean, is that a
either?
Word? Honestly, I feel like that
I
might be
classicness,
a word. I don't know.
Whatever.
We don't need to dwell on it. So, can you go to the one? There's one where they're like in a domestic scene.
Oh, I love this one.
So, in multiple of the photos, they're wearing matching outfits.
Mm-hmm. Like, complementary suits. Not the exact same. Like, same fabric.
That's smart.
Different articles of clothing.
Right. Right. He's shirtless again. They're doing, like,
I'm a huge fan.
Yoga or just, like, chilling.
They're
on
doing
the kitchen.
The caption is everything zen. Excuse
Which
me.
Which is interesting.
I'm still sick. The caption is everything zen. And yet the quote associated with it is fighting is good, which is what Justin says. And then he asks if doesn't the Bible talk about righteous anger?
The Bible. I said that this was biblical.
You did. I know. They're very religious, these two.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Which I think plays into the, like, hints of
he has a cross in the
marriage and, like, you know, husband and wifeliness.
Yes, they're taking, like, a very I don't know, like a natural route, like, yeah. For, you know, like, it seems like...
they're young.
Yeah, they're only a couple years older than us.
It's, like, playful. Don't age us.
It's a couple, it's like, you know, a couple could be a death. We're very youthful, and we will always stay young.
It is, like, a playful domesticity, or, like...
Yeah, it's like...
innovative homeliness or something like that.
It's showing, like, a fun-loving side of them. Yet they, mm-hmm. Like, they're sitting... So, basically, they're doing yoga. They're sitting, like, crisscross applesauce, and they're sitting on a kitchen counter in, like, this kind of, like, retro. And by retro, I mean, like, kind of rundown, like, dinky. I don't know.
Kind of like California deco.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Thank you. I took a class.
There's no door on the hinge. That. Oh, no, there is. But I would love that place. But they are just, like, having fun. And they look young. Yeah. And they also look, you know, like, this is another couple
thing.
They
look free.
They look free.
Which is interesting. Because of, like, different ways of reading, like, marriage or couples or whatever.
Yeah. It's also interesting because this is obviously staged, you know?
Yeah. And the outfits run the gamut of, you know, like, bodysuits to day dresses to, like, wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Bieber's almost always shirtless.
Is there a picture of him with a shirt on? There is one with his shirt half on.
Oh, that's cute. Some of them are really cute.
Shirtless. See, like, the
coordinating is really...
it's really strong. And I think... so, my other favorite couple photo shoot is Gigi and Zayn.
Sure.
Compare them.
Which is better?
I think that they are screaming more of a statement with this one. Gigi and Zayn was, like, romantic because they were in Italy. Like, they were on location for this. You know, they, like, traveled to Italy for this, like, romantic, you know, like, young loves. And this, that's very different.
Mm-hmm.
That almost felt like a little more, like, more sensual, maybe.
Well, they were photographed, like, in bed and on bed and, like, doing, like, positions on the bed. Do you remember that one where he's, like, lying down and she's, like, doing a headstand? I remember
what?
It. Whereas these, well, it's interesting because Gigi and Zayn were just dating.
They were just
dating.
And they're
married.
Exactly.
And so I think, like, with Gigi and Zayn, they're playing up the, like, connectivity and the, like, mm-hmm. dedication and the relationship. Whereas this, but they're playing up, like, the comfort and the homeliness.
Gigi and Zayn, like, I think Zayn pretty much always wore, like, a suit and tie in that shoot.
Yeah, that's true.
And so there was a lot more... almost individuality in that shoot, whereas for this, like you said, there's a lot of patterning, like, they're wearing a lot of the same fabrics. There's a lot, like, when they're not wearing the same fabrics, they're basically standing on top of each other or, like, connected at the hip, so there's a lot
really
of,
smart.
Like, grouping together, you know? Like, mm-hmm. we're supposed to see them as a united front, which mm-hmm. is...
And there's lots of natural elements here, whereas the other one was more, like, clean lines or mm-hmm. like a bold polka dot.
Yeah.
I think I remember.
Yeah.
That's really smart what you said about the, like, connectivity.
Yeah, so it's interesting, like, what Vogue is kind of telling us to think, you know, because they associate it with a whirlwind. Wow, I can't speak. A whirlwind romance.
Why do they put couples on the cover? Like, why do we celebrate... it's a fashion magazine,
We love
why
love.
Do we love love?
Like, as, like, consumers, that's what was, like, constantly shoved down. Like, music, there's,
that's
like,
true.
So few... I mean, there's so few songs that aren't about, like, loving yourself or, like, loving other people.
So is it that, like, fashion is an art and maybe, like... the aesthetics and sensibilities of fashion are romantic, and that's why it lends itself well to this? Like, what do you think is the connection between
fashion and
love? I don't know. But I feel like it has to be something, because, like, we've seen Kanye and Kim on the cover, Gigi and Zayn.
I think for Vogue specifically, I kind of think Vogue is... not always a fashion magazine. their fashion. I think that they are, like, now fashion and lifestyle, but lifestyle always has to include fat. Like, the clothes that they chose to put on these people was that decision was very deliberate.
Oh.
So I think they're using fashion to propel this image. You know, they're, like, selling us something, kind of.
Selling us love? I think
they're selling us who they are, who is on the cover.
Yeah, I think it's a show of power. Like, Vogue is like, look who we got on the cover. Whereas, right. like, you know, whatever, Elle just has, like, one person.
I don't know, they can...
Whereas this is, like, a show of power.
Yeah.
Because, like, Vogue is very powerful in the fashion
Vogue
world.
Is
which
very
is, like,
powerful.
Multi-billionaire. Mm-hmm. Multi-billion-dollar industry. Wow, I really could not talk. Multi-billion-dollar global industry.
It's also,
so
like...
I think it has to do with power. I'm going to go Oscar Wilde on this.
Okay. Okay.
Everything is about power.
Including sex.
Including... Oh, no. Everything is about sex except...
Sex, which is about power.
Sex, which is about power. Which is to say that everything's about power. So, by the powers of geometry,
powers
I think everything is power.
I agree that Vogue is, you know, like, that there is something about, like, you know, look at who we got. But at the same time... A lot of it is advertisement, you know, like, a lot of it is, like, what clothes they can put on these people, you know, like, so, like, by dressing her in Prada, like, they're associating her with Prada, and, like, she's now a Prada girl, or, you know, something like that.
Mm. So you're saying, like, having two people.
I think that they're kind of selling us, they're selling us a look. I think they want people who will make us grab the cover. And having two people who have had, you know, like, you know, having two young married people.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, who are celebrities who we want to know about their lives. Because the feature, the text about them isn't about fashion. It's about their lives.
Right.
And so, you know, it's like a profile.
And it is drawing in a younger audience,
mm-hmm.
which is smart, because yeah. Vogue
doesn't
is like, anybody. I mean, you have Teen Vogue. So if
right.
you're someone who reads Vogue, you might read Teen Vogue.
Right.
And then graduate to Vogue later.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Teen Vogue isn't in print, maybe they're seeing a different opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just an idea.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about street style?
Yeah, let's make a smooth segue.
Speaking of mountain formal, like, something that, like, could mean anything and also means nothing, I was thinking, like, what do these photos tell us about what is street style? That's, like, street style is such a difficult can of worms.
Street style
it's everything.
Gets a lot of... flack is the word that I'm gonna go with. I don't know if it's right, but a lot of people give it a hard time because mm-hmm. there's been talk about it. You know, it's kind of inauthentic to a degree. You know, you're capturing, like, what's inherent about photography is, like, the photographer's bias. Mm-hmm. Like, you're catching what catches your eye. And so Phil O in particular, and a lot of these people, you know, what's going to catch their eye is obviously bright colors and, like, weird-looking things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, people who stand out. And so much of street style, I don't really think is, like, an authentic, you know, representation of, like, what people are wearing always in their, yeah, lives. I see you've stopped at Leandra Medine.
Yeah, I am so obsessed with... Leandra Medine, the editor of Man Repeller.
Whose full name, I believe, is Leandra Medine Cohen.
That's true.
I think
she's
married. Has a hyphen.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, normally Philo's photos are so beautiful. Mm. Like, he captures people in moment and, or, oh my God, in movement. Literally, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Captures people in movement and, like, you can just tell that they're, like, so filled with life and mm-hmm. they're, like, up, you know, and coming and they are, like, dashing across the sidewalk. Like, there's so much movement in them.
Yeah.
And, like, as photos, they're so beautiful. And then if you look at the outfit is also cool or weird or beautiful. But these photos... most of them, there's like a big gray truck in the background. And I wouldn't call these photos like beautiful.
Yeah.
And even the outfits are a little different than what I've seen him photograph in past years.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's so much of it is so outlandish that, you know, like I really respect these people, but so many people are, you know, dressing to get noticed. It's kind of like what we were talking about for the Globes when we were saying that people, that actors are dressing for Instagram,
social media.
And so it's kind of like this, like some degree, like I respect these people, obviously. I want their jobs, whatever they may be. But
I know, it's like I could have any job as long as I can look like this.
Also, like, have this confidence. My favorite picture is the guy in the green jacket with the yellow, it's the cover photo. It's the guy in the green jacket with yellow pants that say Stay Gold. And like, that's cool. That's fun. That's, and like a lot of it, I just am kind of wondering if, like, I'm kind of immune to street style. You know, I like seeing these, like, crazy, wacky outfits in, like, everyday settings, you know, in the settings of, like, with the gray truck in the background. Like, I love that. Because it is, like, you know, you're in the street. This is literally street style.
Yeah. So, in some ways, these might be, like, the most authentic set of photos, of street style photos I've seen.
Yeah. But it's like so many of them aren't like inspirational to me. And like that's why I open this. It's like because they are, you know, so wacky.
Yeah. You guys, it's just like layers on layers and it's like
how are they
so
comfortable?
Weird. Well, you're one to talk. You wear double pants.
I'm so comfortable in two pairs of pants. I almost put a second layer on today, but then I was like, she's gonna say something.
60 degrees outside. It's crazy.
Like some of these when I like stop and study them, like some the 18th one of Ian Bradley.
Oh, that's where I am too. That's crazy.
Yeah, I kind of like that, you know? I like his playing. Yeah. I like how he plays with shapes.
I think it's the proportions that are the most interesting. Yeah. Or the thing that I would be inspired by. Whereas I think, like, there are a few, you know, like, pieces of clothing that I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But part of it is that I think because it's winter and it's cold, but people try to dress. So this is spring,
but it's also
right?
Like this
is
like
fall?
This week. Isn't it supposed to be like warm everywhere?
This is like today.
Yeah.
So maybe it was warmer. So this is for fall. Because then I can't explain it, actually. I was thinking if like they're dressing for like spring, maybe that's why it looks a little like discordant.
Yeah.
Now I don't trust any word I say. Yeah, maybe. Like any word I could be making it
up. You need Siri to start talking for you.
But yeah, this is fall. So it's really interesting.
It is really interesting. I mean, in general, it's just interesting to see what people have in their closets.
Yeah.
You know, like, these are pieces that people already had and put together.
And you know they worked really hard to put these outfits together, because, like, it's fashion week.
It's New York. Yeah, right? You are probably going to get photographed. We have, we know some students who are going to, like, they're taking a bus up to New York to go try and take pictures.
Oh, really?
Week. Yeah.
That's so cool.
I know. And, like, that's a, I mean, like, because that's good. Like, you're guaranteed, that's, like, a safe harbor. I mean, you have to probably elbow your way through, but, like, you know, because you're going to be surrounded by people who have a following or who want a following and who really want to be photographed.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're an aspiring photographer, like, that's
and you just, like, tag that person. That's really smart. Right? Really good, like, self-publicity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. People are such go-getters.
Yeah. Go-getters.
Well, do you have any
Madeline
final
Swanson's
thoughts on...
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, you like the orange puffer?
Yeah, I like
with
the orange
the
puffer, but, like, the clogs, I don't know if I would go with that color.
I don't think those are
Yikes.
Clogs.
What are those? Birkenstocks?
I don't know.
Like,
are
Crocs?
Those Birkenstocks?
They're, like, Crocs.
They're, like, deconstructed Crocs.
That's
They're,
crazy.
Like, if you took a pair of scissors to a pair of Crocs and tried to make Birkenstocks out of Crocs.
Exactly what it is. Ugh, she is
God,
wearing
that
sweatpants.
Sounds
She's
disgusting.
Wearing sweatpants. It does sound.
That sounds really bad. Yeah. Her face is glowing. Like, her makeup is so good. And she looks so beautiful. So she can totally pull it off. So that's the other thing about street style is I think a lot of it comes down to, like, the confidence of the person wearing it.
Yeah, your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which, though I sound super enthusiastic, I don't know if I could pull off any of these outfits.
I'm sure you could. Obviously you could.
Well, obviously you just have to, like, put them
on. Like,
anything.
Are these people even pulling off their outfits? Like, they just put them on. Then
yeah,
we're like,
this guy
on
with
our
the
website,
pink hair is
like,
totally pulling off his
okay, but
patchwork
what about this
quilt
guy? What about
jacket
in
and green suede clogs.
Is he pulling this off?
Yeah.
I think that we're just being, like, once
that's
you're
true.
In an environment that's like,
true.
Telling you, like, this looks good, or, like, these people are pulling it off, then I'm like, sure. Yeah.
And they're reduced to photograph and put in, mm-hmm. you know, a collection of photographs
we
of other
saw
people
these
wearing
people.
Crazy outfits.
Exactly. If we saw these people walking smart. Down the street, I'd be like, whoa. Like, you put that on today.
So basically, I feel like what we've talked about today has been photography.
Photography.
Fashion and photography.
The language of photographers. How
as well
they
as
access
some...
their consumers.
Yeah, that's so smart.
Thanks. I just...
You should copywritten that. yeah.
Consider it copywrote.
So do you want to read your thing, or do you not want to read your
thing? So basically, Emma and I...
are in two different classes.
Are in two different classes with the exact same assignments for now.
It's like a creative writing class.
Yeah, it's a creative writing class. My class is on the essay, the personal essay, and we have the same assignment.
I don't know what my class is about. I just
neither
know
does
that it's
teacher.
On writing. Yeah.
excuse me. But we are, we have the same assignment, and we had to write an essay on an object, and we both chose pieces of clothing.
And we both chose, like, jackets.
We both chose jackets.
Interesting.
Interesting. I think a jacket is really interesting.
I think so, too. For reasons we both wrote about.
For reasons
we've already hashed out.
And so Emma is forcing me to read mine, and mine is about a sequin jacket that I got when we were studying abroad in Bath. And
can I say that it's photographed in the fashion issue?
It's photographed in the fashion issue. Yes, it is.
So if you want to go find it.
Yeah, it was on the cover, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was on the cover.
On the unicorn.
On the unicorn.
Uh-huh.
I'm painting it. In my art class.
Oh my gosh. This jacket's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
Wow.
So I think you should read it.
Okay.
And I think you should try out your best NPR.
oh my god.
Voice
okay.
forward voice. So like
all
not
right.
how I speak.
I'll sit back. My name is Isabel.
And if you
so
need
this
me
is story time.
To take over. Like if you get emotional.
If I get emotional.
Something I can take over.
Okay. All right.
But can
I'm
I just
like,
preface by saying her piece was so good that our professor wanted to read it in
no,
our class.
No, you know that's not about quality
but
at
forgot
all.
The copies. So our class
forgot.
Was not graced
in air
with
quotes.
This gift. I don't know where I was going with that.
Okay. Once upon a time.
Oh my god, I was like, you didn't say the title! And then I realized. I was like,
I
was too late
a fast
to
one.
Jody has her NPR voice down locked.
Okay.
Well, I'm just gonna sit back.
Sit back.
And you're also doing the outro, so I don't even know
oh
to speak
god.
Again.
Oh my god. Okay. Alright, so it's called My Girl. I'm looking at it now as I write this. It hangs from my wall as if it were the only reflective bit of the fly on the end of a fishing line, floating between postcards and pictures and other more wall-appropriate memorabilia. It is pink, no, purple, perhaps a bit of yellow. There is no reason for it to be on my wall. The closet or perhaps a box of lost items would have been more appropriate. It is quite reflective, and I like that about it. The tag that once stuck out of it proclaimed it quite boldly to be a sequin jacket. Though it is as thin as nylon tights, a jacket only in the sense that it is sleeved and something that is usually worn over something else. Many of the sequins have fallen off since its purchase. Those that remain are enormous and stacked on top of each other like oblong fish scales, each catching its own ray of light and existing in an active state somewhere between gold and purple. But the colors are odorless, and though it feels weird to imply that colors have scent, it is the only thing that I know to be right. There is no fragrance to them, no depth, no lingering flavor or hint of permanence. To describe them would be to try and catch the bubbles of a Dr. Pepper before they burst, to try and give words to the stretch bees perform before they take flight in the morning, to convey the pain behind the searing on your hand after you reach for the hood of your car on a hot summer day. In the sequin's reflection, you can probably catch a multitude of things. Me, standing in a puddle of my own rainwater and illuminated by the fluorescent aisles of Primark, craning my neck to get a better view of it. You can see me jumping to try and reach it. I was tall that day and able to yank it from its hanger on the first try. And it seems you can feel my shy love for it. Shy because it is bright and bold, but love because that's how love works. You can hear, perhaps, in their rustle, the cashier's opinion of the jacket. Hideous, she decided as she charged me for it, the words spilling off her tongue in a British accent as sweet as tea. A particularly gold sequin shows the friends who nodded in hesitant support of its purchase, applauding perhaps the retail therapy behind it more than the item itself. In another sequin, a darker one, you may still be able to make out the figures of men, stumbling together in the first few moments of their feet hitting the piss-soaked pavement outside the pub. You can no longer hear their words, but their intentions remain, and, as you watch, they get farther and farther away. Smaller and smaller as I and my glittering jacket pick up the pace, feigning deaf to their calls. Over there, on the sleeve, one pink sequin glows especially bright. It reflects the first night of its possession, when I still had every intention of returning it. I'm at the spot where my friends gather. I feel like Big Bird, like a fish out of water, like a Coachella wannabe, but wear it determinedly, shedding sequins as I go. My friend's eyes widen at my arrival, but in this reflection you do not see them. You see the boy, the cause of the romantic irritation that spurred the jacket's purchase, say to himself, or at least you think he said it, you're pretty sure, you read his lips, he spoke to no one. As he looked at the sequin jacket, that's my girl, and you know he is wrong.
The end.
Oh my god.
I think it's so beautiful.
Oh, you are too kind. You are too kind. It took me so long to write.
It's so, like, technically challenging. Like, no, like, there's, like, a type of writing where you write, and there's a type of writing where you, like, study writing and figure out how to write, which I think is what my class is supposed to be. I'm not sure.
That's why your writing is so good.
No.
Yeah, well, thank you
for, what's it called when you indulge someone?
Anytime.
Do you want to take us away?
Should I take us away? Alrighty. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Stripped. You can follow us on Twitter at StrippedPod. You can also follow at G Town Voice and at Halftime GU on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook at G Town Voice. You can also find us online at www.georgetownvoice.com and on iTunes on the Georgetown Voice, or just on the Voice Podcast Network. And thank you, as always, to Ben Sound for the rockin' tunes. Anything I missed?
No, that was perfect.
Okay.